She was so frightened. She was in bed. She cowered, in her own words, she cowered in her bed under her clothes, terrified of even getting out to ring the police. Such was the noise, and that it totally frightened her. Now, when daylight came, she did get up. She went out to see what the damage was. Now, this lady's house has been attacked before on a number of occasions. She's had her wheelie bin burnt. She's had flowers pulled out. She's had fencing broke. She'd put up electric gates to secure her property. And the gates were damaged, and the pillars that were attached to the gates had come away, had broken half. So there was a considerable amount of damage done to the pillars and the gates. Now, this is an elderly lady living on her own, very vulnerable, feeling isolated late at night in the dark hours, just terrified of what could have happened.
And there has been a number of cases of antisocial behaviour in Strabane in recent weeks. There was a derelict factory in the Ballycommon area which was burnt. We've seen the golf course damaged. We've seen other sports facilities in the town damaged. You're now saying that there is an onus on the PSNI to tackle antisocial behaviour in Strabane.
Well, the onus just doesn't lie with the PSNI. It does lie with other agencies. And I do know some of my party colleagues, I met along with community members and members of the PSNI yesterday to discuss the overall issue of antisocial behaviour. What I would be asking is for the PSNI to take a zero tolerance attitude towards this.